Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
I know that you said that that you had pursued bats, but in the same vein that about whether the injury to Marcelo changed how you would have explored the possibility of trading from the big league roster, did it change the aggressiveness with which you were pursuing infield help?
I think probably to some extent it did, in that we were engaged in more conversations with more teams. I think there were a few different ways or a few more ways the pieces could come together, just given, Sedan moving into the infield. But now that Alex is back and kind of a full go, he can anchor third base. So I think it probably gave us more flexibility in that. Hey, if we got, a bat that played, a particular position, there is enough versatility and pieces that could move around. We've seen that from Sedan. We've seen it from Romy, from, Toro at both corners. And again, ultimately, I think we were willing to be very aggressive. We didn't line up with other teams when it came to adding a bat.
You're listening to Christian Arcan on WEEI.
It's your final hour here, Christian Arcan Show, WEEI. We're Boston Sports Original. We're coming to you live in our Brighton studios, powered by Verizon. Nice to have you with us here tonight. The trade deadline came and went about 3 hours ago. Red Sox did make a move. They trade for Dustin May with the Dodgers. There's someone on the text line very upset that I said that Dustin May is 25 and not 27. He's actually 27. I don't know why I said he was 25. But he's in his 20s, I guess, is the point. It's not like it's some old washed-up pitcher here, although he has had a rough few years in the majors in terms of injuries and what have you with the Dodgers ever since he was this very hyped-up prospect back when he was drafted. But, yes, I apologize. I did have his age wrong, and it'll never happen again. 617-779-7937 is the phone number. I thought that was an interesting answer there from Breslow, because when I talked to Sean McAdam, Bragg, last weekend, we were talking about the glut of outfielders. And I'm not even talking about Yoshida. I don't consider Yoshida an outfielder. I'm talking about Roman Anthony, Sedan Rafaela, William Abreu, Rob Refsnyder, and who's the one I'm missing? There's a fifth one. Rafaela. Oh, and Jaron Duran is the fifth one, obviously. That's five outfielders right there. And I count Refsnyder in there because he's the only righty, and you need to have a righty, right-handed outfielder. You have to have at least one. Out of those five, as we talked about for weeks and months, Jaron Duran and Abreu seemed like the most likely potential trade candidates if you were going to trade any of them. Turns out, Marcelo Meyer goes down with an injury, which the updates with him sound not good. And now that there is an opening in the infield, you can just move Rafaela right into the infield, no problem. And now your outfield logjam is solved. And I'm sorry, but that is... that is not the solution I was looking for. I was not, you know what I mean? Like, okay, so there's an injury and now you have to rearrange a little bit. And so that means now what? You can't upgrade anywhere? You can't do anything like that? That doesn't make sense. If someone like Marcelo Meyer goes down with an injury, then why aren't you out there trying to trade for another infielder? Why aren't you trying? That was the question, right? Like, did Meyer's injury adjust how aggressive you wanted to be going for an infielder or another bat, I guess was the question. And he was like, well, yeah, you know, Rafael is moving to the infield, so, you know, it's a little looser in the outfield. But I'm just looking at the Seattle Mariners who traded for two corner infielders. Suarez and Naylor, a third baseman and a first baseman. And they were able to land both of those guys.
Well, Alex Speer asked the question, and I sort of have two theories on the phrasing of it. One, he didn't want to say, were you looking for first base? Because that was really the only infield.
Second base.
A little
Hamilton and Romy Gonzalez. I mean, I think you could upgrade from there and no one would be bothered by it, right?
Right, like, there's that. There's also the second part of that question, I think, was trying to get Breslow to say, we were not going to trade Jarren Duran. Because I think, you know, you and I could probably agree that it would have been crazy for them to trade anyone on the major league roster if it wasn't anyone the caliber of Joe Ryan.
Sure. Or, you know, a frontline starting pitcher, someone like that. Yeah, it didn't have to be exactly Joe Ryan. But, yeah, I agree with that. And that's sort of where I thought they would go with it. And I think in a case like this, yeah, you're right. I mean, if there's an injury and you have to move players around, then you have to move them around. Sadan Rafael is your second baseman now, part-time. I wonder if Christian Campbell is going to factor back into this somehow. He's been hitting better in Worcester lately. I wonder if maybe he gets another look. I'd be surprised if that was a long-term plan for this year. But I guess we'll see. I thought that they were going to do something for the lineup. I thought, at the very least, to appease Alex Cora, that they would have made some kind of move with that lineup, which isn't to say that Cora doesn't care about the pitching staff. Obviously, he does. But I feel like with the lineup in particular, there's been so much mixing and matching, so much inconsistency all throughout the lineup and all throughout the defensive alignment that Alex Cora has got to be tired of it by now. I'm tired of it. I'm tired of it having to read a new lineup every single night in the MassMutual pregame show. It'd be nice to have a little continuity. Now, at the beginning of the year, there was some continuity at the top of the order. And I've noticed this sort of pattern reemerged here. But if you remember, at the beginning of the year, it went Jarren Duran, Rafael Devers, Alex Bregman, 1-2-3 every single game, and that was how it went. And on the occasional time where one of them had a scheduled off day, which didn't happen that much in the beginning of the year, but whenever it did, then they'd move it. But if those three were in the lineup, then those three batted 1-2-3. And then they traded Rafael Devers, and of course, Bregman got hurt. Not in that order, but you know what I mean. And that all got torn asunder, basically. Well, now, have you noticed? Alex Cora has returned to a traditional 1-2-3 at the top of the lineup.
I was going to say, like, the 1-2-3 that we see now is probably going to be the 1-2-3 we see until the end of the year, unless there's an injury or whatever.
He declared Roman Anthony is the new leadoff man after he played there once. He played there once. He had a great game, but he played there once. And Alex Cora said, that's our guy. And Bregman was going to be back to hitting second, and Jarren Duran was going to be your number three hitter. So instead of Duran, Devers, Bregman, it's now Anthony, Bregman, Duran. And so far, it's killing it. I mean, it's only been two games, but like so far, it's been awesome.
I mean, so far with Roman's career, all you have to do is look at one thing and think, yep, that's what we like.
Pretty much. And I think that is a direct message from Alex Cora to, I don't know who, to Breslow maybe, to the front office, to ownership, to whoever, saying, hey, I really value having some continuity. I really value being able to have my guys know where they're hitting in the lineup and having a good understanding of when that's going to be and how it's going to go. I think he said Rafael is going to be our number nine guy going forward, too, no matter what. I think he said that, or that he anticipates that that's how it's going to go, which we'll see. But that, to me, is in some way a message from Cora. It sounds to me like a message from Cora essentially saying, hey, you know, if you could lock down some of these positions so I don't have to do a million platoons every week, that would really make my job a lot easier and it would make the team a lot better. And that's not to say they don't have good platoons. They do. They have great platoons. Romy Gonzalez and Rob Refsnyder are two fantastic platoon players, okay? I am a fan of both of them. I think they both add a lot to this team. Abraham Toro, too, another platoon guy who has gone above and beyond what anyone expected him to be. But I also think that when you have that many platoons, suddenly you don't really have much. You don't have a guy that you can rely on in a playoff series type atmosphere. And if you're going to expect and come to rely on Alex Cora to have to do this every single game, basically. All right, give me the list. This guy's batting here and this guy's batting there, and hopefully we find something that works. But even if we do, we're still going to go by what the computer says. That's frustrating. And I think he's trying to steer the ship back towards something a little bit more reliable, a little bit more understandable and easier for him to manage. And it's not just that it's easier for him to manage, that's just a more stable way to run your team. 617-779-7937.
How do you do it without numbers, Alex?
We have two callers from Florida on the line right now. Let's start with Alan in Florida. Alan, where in Florida are you calling from?
Wellington, Florida.
Well, welcome to the show, Alan.
Okay. By the way, I wanted to correct you when you said that he wasn't an old washed-up pitcher, May. He's just washed up. And, okay. You know, I mean, the Dodgers are using the Red Sox as a garbage disposal. You know, Bueller, Alex Verdugo for Mookie Betts, that was the best trade of all. And, you know, the Dodgers got 10 pitchers that are on the disabled list this year, the injured list. And yet, I mean, I watched May pitch the other day. I mean, he is horrendous. You know, I'm going to tell you, I can't even listen. I try to watch and listen to Craig Breslow. I couldn't eat my dinner. He nauseates me. I mean, it really makes me sick. Now, I think the ownership had a part in this. I hope they did, because other than that, the MLB Network was laughing at the Red Sox. They're the biggest joke in the country. I mean, people should be, I don't know what people should do. I feel like boycotting every single product that it's on the Red Sox games. I mean, they're a disgrace. This year, the American League is so weak. All they had to do was go out and get a Kelly. Yeah, never mind Ryan, because I knew they weren't going to get him. He's too good. Mm-hmm. But Merrill Kelly would have been great. But no. Then he comes up with this stuff. You know, I know he's book smart. I know where he went to college. Maybe he should have been a college professor, but not a chief officer or baseball officer.
Alan, thanks for the call. I got to let you go. We got other callers on the line, and we got to get to the Dong Report, of course. Real quick, Dustin May. Here is his breakdown by month. In the month of April, that was his best month, he went 1-1 with a 3.95 ERA. In the month of May went 2-3 with a 4.45 ERA. In June, 1-1 with a 5.67 ERA. And this past month of July, which included his most recent start, which was against the Red Sox, back on the 27th, he has compiled a record of 2-2 and an ERA of 5.48, which puts him on the season at 6-7, ERA of 4.85. His whip is 1.35. He's not very good. He's not had a good year. He's gotten worse almost every month. And he's been getting all these starts for the Dodgers because, as the caller and we've all pointed out, the Dodgers' starting rotation was just in shambles, just a total mash unit. No Snell, no Sasai, no all these guys. Like, it was a whole thing. And I think that, you know, that put a lot of pressure on their bullpen. And rather than go out and try and shore up the pen, I mean, the Dodgers did make a couple of moves, but this move here in particular was more about, I don't even really know, just getting Dustin May off the roster, basically, and hoping that Glass now and Snell and all these guys coming back off the injured list can put up better numbers than 6-7 with a 4.85. And frankly, I think that's not a huge bar to clear for those type of pitchers. But the Dodgers are really confident with that, and I think that's interesting. They were willing to let him go for a guy who's a few years away, I would say, in Mr. Tibbs there. 617-779-7937. Let's go to Mark in Florida. He gets the last word before we break. Go ahead, Mark.
Thank you, Arcan. I appreciate all you do.
Thank you.
2021, we got Schwarber. That was the last deadline where we actually did something productive. I mean, the what's so disappointing with this particular deadline, you've kind of touched on it, the fact that we're in really good position, but the fact that they freed up all that money and we assume that they were going to take those resources, because it's a big market team, even though we're 13th in payroll, which still is mind-boggling, but we were going to take that money and reallocate it. And they gave us the impression that they were going to do that. But once again, Chris Curtis is right. The Red Sox have changed their way of thinking and doing business, even though Sam Kennedy says that's not true, you're a liar, blah, blah, blah. It is true. We were never 13th in payroll. I mean, have you noticed that when we were 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 in payroll, we were winning World Series? And
I did.
Since we've gone into 12, 13, 14, we haven't even sniffed the playoffs?
It's true. Mark, you're right. I mean, listen, there's no dressing it up. This team, when they go out and get aggressive and spend and go into the luxury tax and make bold trade offers for players, make bold contract, which, by the way, this past offseason, they did that. And I've said this a million times, but it's just more, it's more impactful today that when you signal to your fans that you're willing to go all in and make bold moves and bring in elite talent, which is what happened this offseason. Craig Breslow, with the blessing of John Henry, went out on that free agent market and trade market in the offseason and acquired elite players. An elite starting pitcher, an elite closer, who we didn't know he was this good, but turns out is an elite closer, and an elite power-hitting right-handed third baseman. All three of those guys, elite this year. And that was all done by Breslow, and that was all done this offseason, and that was all done with the blessing of John Henry. And how cruel it is to let us all think that that's the way you're also going to treat the trade deadline, and instead, you know, well, they didn't like our players enough. Well, we didn't quite line up with these other teams, and well, you know, we just weren't, we didn't want to pay the freight. We didn't want to pay it. Just say it. You know, we all know that's what it is. You didn't want to give up too many prospects because the computer assigns a value to each of them. And when it comes to, you know, cost control and years of service and all that other stuff, that all matters, and it all matters so much. I just wish that at some point they would stop considering these seasons where everything works out efficiently and the numbers all clear. I wish that would stop being the measure of success. And then it would go back to being the standings and where they are in the standings and how they're doing and how many playoff games they win and what kind of gate they get for the postseason and all that other stuff, which I used to think mattered. I just don't feel that way anymore. And days like today don't do anything to dispel that. And that's the sad truth of this team and the organization and where they are right now and how it's all going. I mean, there's, you know, I'm not going to sit here and try and pretend like this was something that it wasn't. And I'm not the only one. Craig Breslow could barely put any lipstick on this pig in his press conference. He sounded like a broken man for most of that thing. He didn't sound like a guy who just traded for two pitchers and was all excited about it. He sounded like a guy who knows that he let his fans down and was disappointed and frustrated like they are. And, you know, we're not going to hear from ownership. So that's all we get. You know, it's frustrating. It's a frustrating cycle. It's a frustrating ecosystem to be in year after year. And know that whatever happens, you're coming to the end of it, and this is what's gonna go down basically every trade deadline. Something like this, or nothing. Because that they just don't want to play that game. Here's Joe Braverman. He'll get you caught up on what's trending. And when we come back, it's time to lift everyone's spirits. And you know how we lift everyone's spirits on this show? We do it with taters. We do it with goners. We do it with Dongs. The Dong Report is next.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
MLB's trade deadline has come and gone, and the Red Sox only made a handful of moves. Before the deadline at 6 o'clock, they acquired right-hander Dustin May from the LA Dodgers. May is 6-7 with a 4.85 ERA in 18 starts. Last night, the Sox acquired Cardinals reliever Steven Matz. The lefty has a 3.44 ERA in 55 innings pitched. This year, the Sox will bring their new-look roster to Fenway tomorrow night to start a three-game series with the Houston Astros. Some other deals made before the deadline. Speaking of those Astros, they made the big move, bringing back old friend Carlos Correa from the Minnesota Twins. They also brought in a bunch of other players, including Marlins' Jesus Sanchez. The Padres were busy as well. They acquired closer Mason Miller from the Athletics in a deal that included third overall prospect Leo DeFries. They also brought in Ryan O'Hearn from the Orioles and Camilo Doval. I correct myself, Doval was acquired by the Yankees along with David Bednar. Mets traded for Cedric Mullins, and the Texas Rangers acquired Merrill Kelly. Day 8 of Patriots training camp is in the books. Today was a walkthrough. Receiver Mac Hollins was officially activated from the PUP list. Carlton Davis was also a participant. Tomorrow's practice will be held inside Gillette Stadium in front of season ticket holders, promptly starting at 5:30. Some other news in the NFL. Raiders and left tackle Colton Miller have agreed to a 3-year, $66 million extension. $42.5 million of it is guaranteed. Also, Terry McLaurin has requested a trade from the Washington Commanders. Just a reminder that the Commanders and the Pats will have joint practices next week. And the Revolution are acquiring U.S. men's national team goaltender Matt Turner. He is on loan for the Revs through June of 2026. I'm Joe Braverman, and that's what's trending on WEEI and WEEI.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
It's time for the Dong Report.
Dongs are back in town. Dongs are back in town. The dongs are back in town.
Dongs are back in town.
Dongs are back in town. Dongs are back in town.
Dongs, 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 dongs,
dongs, dongs, dongs, dongs, dongs, dongs, dongs, dongs, dongs, dongs, dongs, dongs, dongs, dongs, dongs, dongs, dongs, dongs, dongs, dongs,
dongs. Oh, yes, indeed. It is time for the Dong Report here on this Thursday, the 31st of July. Last day before August, day of the trade deadline. And it's been a lot of doom and gloom and anger and frustration and so forth today. And just for a few moments, we're going to push all that to the side and enjoy some dongs. And I have a special announcement, too. I don't think we've ever done this before in the history of the Dong Report. But there's only 3 games tonight. So we have decided, for the first time in Dong Report history, to get you some day-old dongs. That's right, folks. We are going with last night's dongs as well. And we will be counting them because last night was a very big dong night. But first, before we get to that, little dong data for you. Your top 5, and there was some movement in both of these, both the Dong Kings and Friends of the Dongs. Cal Raleigh still leading the way with 41 dongs. Shohei Ohtani with 30.
Speak up, sir. We can't hear you.
38 for Mr. Ohtani, 37 for Aaron Judge, who's injured right now, 37 also for Kyle Schwarber, and Eugenio Suarez, who got traded today, or traded yesterday, I guess, with 36. And as for friends of the dongs, Zach Littell, the leading friend of the dong. He's allowed 26 dongs this year, traded from Tampa to Cincinnati. J.P. Sears also traded from the A's to the Padres. Zach Gallen and Jake Irvin round out the top five in terms of friends of the dongs. And, of course, like we do before we get started on every dong report, here is Will Fleming out of context.
It's fouled back to us. Oh!
So close. So close and yet so far. And without any further ado, let's get to it. The dong report. We'll start with yesterday's proceedings, including the Blue Jays and the Orioles, which I believe was a doubleheader. Is that right, yesterday? Were there two games? No. I'm sorry. The doubleheader was before that. Just one game, Blue Jays and Orioles.
One run is better than no run.
Absolutely right, Wiggy. You can't argue that. Miles Straw, his second dong of the year, 381-footer. Nathan Lucas, his ninth in the season. For the Orioles, Ryan O'Hearn, dong number 13. Jordan Westberg, his 12th, as the Blue Jays took down the Orioles 9-8. Let's head to Detroit for the Tigers and the Diamondbacks. Can't help it. I have a shiny face. I do. It's natural. I have a natural sheen. Very glossy. Very glossy. For the Diamondbacks, Geraldo Perdomo is 11th dong of the year. For the Tigers, Kerry Carpenter. What a year he's... Nice. Very nice. Good pull. 17 for Mr. Carpenter, Jake Rogers with his third of the year. Let's head to Minnesota where the Red Sox pummeled the Twins.
Sweaty balls.
Oh! Okay, sounds like me every day of this week, every time I step outside. For the Red Sox, Trevor Story. Love story, baby, just say yes. A 369-footer, nice. Jaron Duran, his 11th dong of the year. Romy Gonzalez.
Romy, my homie.
That's right. Romy, my homie, with his seventh of the year, a 410-footer. And Masataka Yoshida. On the board, welcome to the Dong Report. Masa this year is first of the year, a 370-footer for the Twins. Matt Wallner, barely know her, is 13th of the year, a 403-foot dong. And that was all the runs for the Twins. Red Sox wipe them out by a final score of 13-1. Off to Houston we go for the Astros and the Nationals.
It would be a kick in the raisins for sure.
Sure would, Ted. No dongs for the Nationals. For the Astros, Jose Altuve.
Jose Jalapeno. On the stick.
His 18th of the year, Cooper Hummel with dong number 3, and Yiner Diaz, dong number 15. The Astros take this one by a final of 9-1. To Kansas City we go for the Royals and Braves.
I'd rather chuck balls.
Me too. No dongs in this game. A dongless affair that the Royals won 1-0, so I hope you took the under. Let's go to Chicago for the White Sox and Phillies. But that's just me. I don't like fun. No, I do not. Also, my voice really cracked there, huh? I sounded like Bobby Brady in that sketch. Jesus. Go through puberty one time, Arcand, would you? For the Phillies, Brandon Marsh is 5th of the year. For the White Sox, hey, Kyle Teal. His second dong of the year. He's got quite a few if he wants to catch up to Kyle Schwarber. Hit 366-footer there for the White Sox. Colson Montgomery hit his 5th. Miguel Vargas, dong number 13. And Edgar Caro? Is that right? All right, good. So expecting to get buzzed there. His third of the year, White Sox blast the Phillies by a final of 9-3. Let's go to Milwaukee for the Brew Crew and the Cubs.
So I'm a soft media member.
Who was that?
That was Andy.
Well, I mean, listen, it's he's secure enough to tell us all that. For the Cubs, Michael Bush.
Head for the mountains of Bush.
Dong number 21. I love those ads. Ian Happ.
And we're going to have the happiest Christmas since Bing Crosby tap dance with Danny K.
Dong number 15 for Mr. Happ. Great dropper there. William Contreras for the Brew Crew. Double dong night, number 7 and 8. And that was it. The Cubs take this game by a final score of 10-3. Let's head to San Francisco for the Giants and Padres.
The California butt sniffer.
that Christian Wilkins? His new nickname? I guess he was not in he was in Vegas. But either way, some weird stuff in that locker room. No dongs in this game. Another dongless affair. This one took 10 innings for the Pirates to score a 2-1 win. Let's head to San Diego, where you stay classy with the Padres and the Mets.
Even the lunch ladies are horny.
And where is this? The Mets, no dongs for them, for the Padres. How about Gavin Sheets? Dong number 14, a 427-footer, as the Padres blank the Mets 5-0. Let's go to Cleveland for the Guardians and Rockies.
Like Mike Brittany, Tyson bitch.
Gavin Sheets for San Diego is 14th of the year. David Fry of the Guardians.
Ding by the dun, ding by the dun, ding by the dun, ding by the dun.
That is number five for Mr. Fry, a 383-footer, as the Guardians also shut out the Rockies 5-0. Your final in that one as well. Off to the Bronx we go, Yankees and Rays.
One ball in the middle, two balls on the outside.
Yankees score a 5-4 win in 11 innings, and they did it thanks to Trent Grisham, who hit his 18th dong of the year. Nice year for him. Anthony Volpe, who has been a real lightning rod for those Yankees, man. They hate him. They really do. Yankees fans hate this kid. It's tough, you know, being the shortstop of the Yankees in a post-Jeter world, but he was really expected to be this hot shortstop, and he's not lived up to it. For the Rays, Josh Lowe. Number seven for Mr. Lowe, but the Yankees come out on top 5-4, your final from the Bronx. Off to the Great American Ballpark in Cincinnati we go, Reds and the Dodgers.
A bag of suck.
Freddie Freeman, dong number 11 for L.A., 407-footer, no dongs for the Reds as the Dodgers lose this game, actually, by a final score of 5-2. Off to St. Louis. St. Louis for the Cardinals and the Marlins. For the Marlins, Jesus Sanchez, his 10th dong of the year, and hey! That, ladies and gentlemen, is the long dong gong, and you know what that means. Jesus Sanchez hit the longest dong of the night last night, a 439-footer tape measure blast for Sanchez. Marlins win the game 2-0, and of course, congratulations, Jesus Sanchez, on your extremely long dong. All right, let's go to Anaheim for the Angels and the Rangers. Nonstop grab ass. Yep, that's right. There was a old famous drop of from the Dong Report of this team matched up, and I said the Rangels and the Angels, and it got played about 800 million times, but I'll never, ever say that again on purpose anyway. Or not on purpose, I don't think. Rangers take this one 6-3, and they did it because of Adelis Garcia, his 15th of the year. And for the Angels, Nolan Schanuel, dong number 9, a 379-footer, but the Rangers take a 6-3 victory. Off to Sacramento we go for the A's and the Mariners.
M-U Dudo.
What was that? M-U what?
Wiggy was trying to spell Menudo.
M-U Nudo. Got it. I thought he was talking about new. I didn't know what he was talking about. Anyway, for the Mariners, Julio Rodriguez.
See me and Julio down by the schoolyard.
Good song. 19th dong of the year for J-Ro, for Jorge Polanco.
Hip, hip, Jorge!
Dong number 17 for him and Randy Arozarena.
Randy!
Number 21. And for the A's, a trio of dongs as well. How about Brent Rooker?
This was chess. We'd be yelling checkmate 3 years ago.
Number 23 for Mr. Rooker, Miguel Andujar, with a double dong night. Number 6 and 7 for him. And Daryl Hernández. Hernández? I'm going to go with Hernández. Buzz me if you want to. Welcome. His first dong of the year, a 410-footer. And add them all up. That is 40 dongs. But before we get to the numbers, three games were played tonight. And there are some additional dongs. We got bonus dongs here, ladies and gentlemen. Bonus baseball means bonus dongs. And let's go ahead and start with the Yankees and the Rays in the Bronx.
You choked down that whole foot long already.
That's a good drop. For the Yankees, Giancarlo Stanton, dong number 8. And Ben Rice, his 16th of the year. Yankees take this one by a final of 7-4. Off to Cincinnati we go again for the Reds and the Braves tonight.
It needs to begin at the beginning.
be a good place to do that. No dongs for Atlanta, for Cincinnati. How about Ellie De La Cruz, his 19th of the year, a 415-footer. As
maybe you a song, you made me want to roll my windows down and cruise.
I'm a little embarrassed by how much I like that song. I don't like country music at all, but I like that song, boy. Ellie De La Cruz, 415-footer. That game currently still in progress. Tied up at 3 runs apiece. And there's only one other game to tell you about, which is just starting in Seattle. The Rangers and the Mariners. No dongs there yet because I don't think they've thrown a pitch yet. So, add them all up. You got 40 dongs last night. You got 3 dongs tonight. That adds up to a Kendrick Perkins 43.
That adds up to a Javonte Green 43.
A Javonte Green 43. Okay, let's see. Who?
Nate Ebner, 43.
Nate Ebner, I was going to say. I was thinking there's got to be some 43s there on the Patriots. I feel like this is not a very common number. You know, it's not a number that a lot of players get in any
sport. Let's go back to
the
Celtics and go to Chris Humphreys.
The Hump wore 43? I did not know that. Okay, very good. Is there anyone on the Patriots recently? Maybe who was worn 43, more recent than Nate Ebner. I feel like there has to have been, but I'm struggling to think of one.
Oh, you know what? You know who had 43 before he changed it? Sidon Rafaela.
A Sidon Rafaela 43. Okay, very good.
David on Twitch tells me Dennis Eckersley.
A Dennis Eckersley 43. Very good. Very, very good. Why am I struggling so bad? I was ready to start going with some 40s and then realized, oh, wait, no, it's actually 43. So I'm a little unprepared here, but let's see, 43,
How
43.
About Alan Embry? Remember
Alan
that
Embry,
04
43,
bullpen?
Absolutely, yes. Let's see. Alan Embry was a good one. Carlos Castillo, I think, also wore 43 in 2001. And I only remember that name because I went to high school with a kid named Carlos Castillo. But I could be wrong about that. Not that I went to high school with him, but that's the number he wore. I think it was. Let's see. How about the Bruins? Bruins number 43. That could be like a goalie number, maybe. 43, 43, 43. How about a... Danton Heinen 43? Sounds right, doesn't it? Danton Heinen?
It sounds like he wore 43.
I think Danton Heinen did wear 43.
I would put good money that he did.
So I'm going for it. You know what I'd really like is a late breaker to get us to like a Hank Aaron 44. That'd be cool. I'm not expecting it, but that would be kind of nice. Let's see. Other baseball 43s. There's got to be a lot of these. How about a Jake Peavy 43? Does that sound right?
Did he wear 43? I think he wore 44.
Was he 44? That's right. Yeah, I think he was. Or was he 44 here and 43 with the Giants?
Oh, that's actually a good point.
Hold on. I'm looking it up.
I want to say Peavy was 44 the entire, like, his career.
Jake Peavy was 44 with the White Sox, 44 with the Red Sox, went back to the Giants in 2014 and wore 43 then. So technically that
counts.
Okay,
you're right.
But
you're
not,
right.
Not a very strong one. That was sort of a weak one. Okay. Let's see. 43. I feel like we're missing some basketball players, but I couldn't tell you who. You said Javonte Green. Other Celtics that wore 43. Let's see. How about Gerald Henderson? Henderson stole the ball 43? I think he wore 43. I think he did. I'm going to go with him. I'm looking it up. 43 with the Celtics. Yes. All right. Well, I feel good about that. Glad I got him. Oh, you know who wore 43 was, I always liked him with the Cavs. Brad Doherty. Remember him? Big man with the Cavs, him and Mark Price had a little two-ball thing going. Pretty good team to play with in NBA Jam, by the way, because you had Doherty who could do all the dunks and block shots. Meanwhile, you bomb threes with Price. Cavs, you know, those Cavs teams back in the 90s were kind of underrated. Price, Doherty, Craig Elo. You had Hot Rod Williams. You had some players on those teams.
Oh, my God. I just Googled it, and I can't believe he missed it. Troy Polamalu.
A Troy Polamalu 43, of course. Of course.
Oh, yeah, that's a bad one to miss.
Again, I'm just relying on Google now. Darren Sproles.
Darren Sproles, 43. One of the shortest players I've ever seen. Darren Sproles was like 5'6", right? That was teeny tiny. Okay, I think I might be out. I think I might be out on 43s. You got any more?
Pascal Siakam.
A Pascal Siakam 43. Good one. All right. Send them in at Christian Arcan, at Joe Braverman, PBP. And you can also text them in at 617-779-7937. We can also see them on the Twitch line and in the YouTube chat. We'll go ahead and check that and come back and wrap things up next here on the Christian Arcan Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday, yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Couple of minutes left here, Christian Arcan Show. Got some good 43 sent in. We got a R.A. Dickey 43, the other knuckleballer. We got a Michael Thompson 43, who is Clay Thompson's father. We got a Richard Petty 43, the race car driver.
It's funny. I never think of those off-the-cuff ones aside from the four major ones.
I know. I never think of
I got to do that more often.
Well, number like 43, you do have to think a little
outside the box. I got to watch NASCAR races more often.
In the 978 Navy ship USS Tennessee, the BB-43 and the USS Fort McHenry is LSD-43, or their ship codes, or whatever you call those. I'm not going to pretend like I know. And a couple other things that I learned about the number 43 during the break. Number 43 is the largest natural number that is not an original McNugget number, which are combinations of chicken McNuggets that could be purchased in packs of 6, 9, or 20. You cannot add that up to 43. You just can't. It's also the atomic number of technetium, the lightest element with no stable isotopes, meaning all of its forms are radioactive, but you already knew that. George W. Bush was the 43rd president of the United States. In the year 1943, the Battle of Stalingrad ended with a decisive Soviet victory, making it a turning point in the Eastern Front. The Allies invaded Sicily, leading to the downfall of Mussolini. And, of course, there were the Zoot Suit Riots in Los Angeles. The Slinky was invented, as was Silly Putty. Good year, 1943. My dad was born in 1943. My father, who turned 82 very recently. So happy birthday, Pop. Good year was the year he was born. If he wasn't born that year, then you would not be listening to the show right now. You wouldn't have heard 43
there would be no dongs. There would be no dong report. Well, maybe there would be.
I mean, there might be. It just wouldn't be me delivering it. But either way, there's your 43s. And, I was going to take this call, but the guy hung up. I was going to say, Carlton in Baltimore, you get the last word. But Carlton in Baltimore hung up before I could get to him. He was about to have his big moment. He was about to have the last word on trade deadline day. And since he's not here to deliver it, I guess I'll do it. Unless, Joe, you want to have the last word?
Sure. Why not?
Go ahead. Take it away, Joe.
Let's both have it. I'll say it first, and you'll have the last word.
All right. You threw the second to last word, then I'll do the last.
Second to last word. This isn't a disappointing deadline. I agree. But the team has played well enough, even without these additions. I am still going to hold out faith that they make the postseason. Today sucks, but they're right back at it tomorrow.
I think that this weekend against Houston is very important because you got the Yankees coming up. I think you have like 8 more games with the Yankees here in the second half, but also a lot of cream puff games against cream puff teams, some of whom sold off all their good players. So the Red Sox, if they're not a playoff team now, considering the schedule, have no one to blame but themselves. And I don't want to hear anything from that. You know, like if they get muscled out by these other teams that took the deadline seriously and went out and added, oh, it's going to be a tough offseason, boy. It really is. But that's ways away, and you're right. They got a game tomorrow. I'm Christian Arcan. That's Joe Braverman. Want to say thanks to Brad Foe. Thanks to Pat Brown. I'm back tomorrow with the Mass Mutual pregame show, Red Sox and the Astros. Talk to you then on our Boston Sports Original WEEI. Good night now.
That's it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.